Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Lord Jesus Christ, be present now. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from St. Luke chapter 4, verses 31 through 44. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, Be silent and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And Jesus arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, You are the Son of God. But Jesus rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. This is the gospel of the Lord. Almighty God, you know that we live in the midst of so many dangers, that in our frailty we cannot stand upright. Grant strength and protection to support us in all dangers and carry us through all temptations. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, Speak, O Lord, your servant listens. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again, not only to trust in Jesus' powerful healing, but especially in Jesus' powerful preaching and teaching of the Word, and as the Christ, the one who has come to save us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my Rock and my Redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the Gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 4, with special attention to the following verses. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. This is the word of God. dear brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life. They were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. There was no question about the fact that people were astonished at his teaching. And as Jesus healed the sick from their illnesses and diseases, making the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak again. As a matter of fact, Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. And when the Sabbath came, he went into the synagogue and began to teach. Jesus taught them doctrines and teachings that were contrary to everything they had learned from the scribes, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law. Jesus told them that from now on, they must listen to him and his new teaching about the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 22, we read that the people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the teachers of the law. Everything Jesus taught them was not only different from what they had learned from the religious leaders, but it was a new teaching in which Jesus had come not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. And Jesus' authority became very evident when a man who had the spirit of unclean demon cried out to him, saying, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And what was Jesus' response? "Not to the man, but to the evil spirit." Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And immediately the evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him. And as soon as the people saw what happened, they were all amazed and began to say to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 27, we read, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He even gives orders to evil spirits, and they obey him." As reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And once he had finished teaching them, Jesus left the synagogue and went to Simon Peter's house. They probably went there for a meal, since the main Sabbath meal was always served immediately following the synagogue service. And as soon as they arrived, the disciples appealed to Jesus to heal Simon's mother-in-law, who was ill with a high fever. And how did Jesus respond to them? Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them as if nothing had happened. And while Jesus was having the meal with his disciples, and the sun was setting, people continued to bring those who were sick with various diseases. And he laid his hand on every one of them and healed them. Even demons came out of many of them, crying, "You are the Son of God." But Jesus rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ, the Anointed One of God. "I know who you are, the Holy One of God." We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 17, that Jesus healed the sick, the oppressed, and cast out demons, to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, verse 4, that Jesus would become the suffering Messiah. He took our infirmities and carried our diseases. Finally, when it was day again, Jesus departed and went out to a desolate place to pray. Jesus did this repeatedly during his 3-year public ministry. Time to get away, time to rest, and time to be alone in prayer with his Father in heaven. And yet the people would not leave him alone, as they continued to seek him, even wanting to prevent him from leaving them. But they could not stop him from leaving, as Jesus said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose. So it became very clear that people were seeking Jesus because of his many miraculous signs and wonders, and not because Jesus had come to be the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The words of Jesus himself in Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The words of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 38, "Let us go to somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." Jesus said this repeatedly, "I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly." And that is precisely what Jesus continued to do as he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Does Jesus' word and teaching still possess authority today? Does Jesus continue to heal us through the power of prayer? And the answer is yes. It has not changed and continues to be true today. Jesus has not only continued to teach us through the authority of his word, but he also continues to heal us from all illnesses and diseases through the power of prayer. But most importantly, Jesus also continues to love us, forgive us, and to take care of us, as he has come to save us from our own sins and iniquities and offer us the gift of eternal life through our faith and trust in him as our Savior and Messiah. And if and whenever we have failed to trust in the authority of Jesus' word and his healing, God the Father forgives us again through Christ, our Lord and Savior. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we trust not only in Jesus' powerful healing, but especially in Jesus' powerful preaching and teaching of the Word, the one sent by God the Father to be the Christ, the one who has come to save us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Yes, they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. "Speak, O Lord, your servant listens. Let your word to me come near. O, what blessing to be near you and to listen to your voice. Never take them from my heart till I see you as you are. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen." Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, as we do not only trust in Jesus' powerful healing, but especially in Jesus' powerful preaching and teaching of the Word of God, and as the Christ, the one who has come to save us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "The Lord My God Be Praised." Amen. Esprit. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Savior, again to your dear name we raise. Amen.